Morning, everybody. It's Ryan with Mindful Mail. I hope you guys had a good night's rest. Well, I'm assuming you slept. Who knows? You might be listening to this at 10 at night. Who knows? But yesterday's video was about shutting up and sitting down in the quiet and learning how to experience the silence of the moment, learning how to let ourselves enjoy that, get comfortable with that, open up even. I oftentimes experience the sense of like opening and relaxing when I sit in the quiet. I personally learned that I probably will not be wearing white shirts on these videos anymore because I am getting chubby, and I could tell I was getting some serious man boobs in the video yesterday when I watched it, and I'm not gonna wear white until I lose about 15, 20 pounds because I'm an extremely vain person. So, today we're going to talk about contemplation, which is a really good addition to sitting down in the quiet. They both go together to make a really great meditation practice. The great thing about contemplation is, one, you're already doing it, and two, it's something you can take with you after you're done sitting down in the quiet. So, contemplation by the Oxford Dictionary is basically sitting down or just thinking deeply about a specific topic. A lot of religions use contemplation. Mostly contemplation is associated with Christianity, which is where I first found the concept, and I found it very useful. One of my friends is actually a monk in the Catholic Church. Now he's a priest, but he was a monk in the Catholic Church, and I went to visit him at his monastery in New Mexico and learned about contemplation there and found it to be an extremely useful practice. The other good thing about contemplation is that once you're done sitting in the quiet and contemplating, you can get up and, let's say, do the dishes and still be contemplating about your topic of focus while doing the dishes. It's a really great way to meditate throughout your day while still completing tasks, simple tasks. Of course, you know, complicated task, you probably want to focus completely and solely on that task to get it done. But contemplation is something I bring with me every day. One thing about contemplation, most people maybe don't understand or maybe are just unaware that they're doing it, is you're already contemplating on things. So a lot of people, self included, tend to contemplate on negative things like worry, you know, fear of the future, fear of losing things in the future. We contemplate on past regrets, you know, things that we said that are stupid to someone we liked, or mistakes we've made in the past that have now, you know, left us in a challenging situation, relationships lost, all kinds of stuff like that. And sometimes thinking about those things it's our brain's way of saying there are lessons yet to be learned in those instances. But other times, it's just us being stupid and creating negative moments in the present from negative moments in the past, or, you know, creating delusional fantasies of the future and destroying our moment. So it's very good to become aware that we are already contemplating about things on a daily basis, and that the goal of healthy contemplation or productive contemplation is to think about things that are positive, that are going to move us to a place of serenity and peace. One thing that I like to use as an analogy or teaching tool is to consider that deep inside every human being there is a well of peace and harmony and abundance and all these really good foo-foo things that we all seek in our daily lives and hope to obtain in our lifetimes. And this well is buried deep within us, and contemplation is a way to drill down to that well and get access to its fresh and cool water so that we can use it on a regular basis to quench our spiritual thirst. That's what contemplation is to me. And it goes, when combined with silent meditation, it's an extremely powerful tool. So today, I would like to introduce just a simple contemplation for everybody to try for, you know, a couple weeks. I like to give everything a couple weeks to practice and see if I get results from that in a couple weeks. If I don't, then I throw it out and consider it to be garbage, or at least put it down and put it on the shelf for a while. You know, I think anything useful should produce results, you know, rather quickly when it comes to spirituality, because there's no sense in doing things that are a waste of time. And spirituality is something that will reward us quickly if we practice continually, even for like 2 weeks at a time. So today, you know, one of the things I struggle with a lot of times is, you know, having peace of mind and serenity. And so I've been contemplating on the word peace. I'm just sitting in the quiet and thinking about peace and thinking about what that means to me and what that would look like if I were to experience it. And sit there and try to hold that word and the definition and the content of that word in my heart and in my mind and think about it and just, you know, how would I react differently with other people if I was at peace? What kind of activities would I be able to accomplish more efficiently if I was at peace? How would I be able to feel sitting in the quiet in my own skin if I was at peace with myself, with my surroundings, and with others? And just so that's the challenge for today, is to sit and contemplate the word peace, what that word means to us, maybe even look up the word's definition in the dictionary. You know, void of conflict is something that comes to mind. The end result of war, which hopefully, you know, we all do fight our wars, and maybe it's time for us to surrender and give up and have some peace in our lives. There's no shame in surrendering to obtain peace. You know, it's a good, worthwhile endeavor. So, what is peace to you? How would that look in your life? And how would you react differently to your surroundings and to those around you, and even to yourself, if you had an abundance of peace in your mind and in your heart? Good luck with today's journey.